You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Victories, and if he would have said he'd go and conquer 10 villages and bring me back all the loot for your healing, you would have done it. That's basically what he was saying. You would have, some of us would rather walk outside, run around the block 10 times, come on, about to fall out in faith, come on, oh glory to God, than to do something simple. Oh glory to God. Man, sometimes when you look and you say, man, that our healing, our blessings is right. It's in simplicity of instructions. Come on. Sometimes they sound like crazy instructions. Sometimes they are crazy instructions. You know, they were booked 7 times, you know, and then you show up, you say, okay, all right, you show up, and it's 100 people out there, you know, and then it's like, oh, man, they're going to be looking at me and such, because the devil's going to try to talk you out of what God told you to do. And so you sit there saying, man, they're going to be looking at me and you just trying to pull it off, you know, trying to act like you're taking a bath or something. One, 2, you trying to act like you're taking a bath instead of people. Some of y'all laugh because you know that'll be you out there. Come, trying to, instead of just dipping, no glory to God, because sometimes when you want it, come on, you just got to go ahead and... Number 7. Sometimes it's people's mouths. Your mouth won't let you retain your healing. Right? Your mouth won't let you keep it. I'm amazed sometimes right after I get you praying for people, they start talking about their sickness and owning it again. Yeah, I have this, and the doctor said, and so the operation is done. Did you realize that we just prayed for you, or did that go over your head? I don't know why I asked you to go over the head, because, yeah, it went over the head. Because that let me know that you didn't even receive it. You didn't even try to receive it. As I was praying for you, and you was on that, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, glory to God. You weren't saying yes. You were saying, yes, keep it over so I can have this operation. Ooh, because some people like pity, okay? Some people like to be pitied. Don't put it out there. They like it. They like to talk about, I had this one man of God, that every time he came to the shop, he would, from the time that he was there till he left, he would talk about all the sicknesses. I mean, I'm talking about you can write a book on everything that was going, okay, all right, be nice. And I told him, I said, you know, every time you come to the shop, all you talk, you don't never give God glory. Come on, your language, your mouth. Because there are times that you can pray for people to be healed and they undo it. Oh, glory to God. There's times that people pray to be healed and get up off of their knees and say, yeah, I have this and I have that. And the devil is standing there, and guess what? He has a right to put it back on you and to keep it on you because of what's coming out of your mouth. Okay, good example, biblical example. Don't the Bible say that when the angels hear the word of God, that they hearken to the word? They hearken to that word. Why? To do what the word has to say. So if you're saying something, if you're saying good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over me, give into my bosom, guess what? You send the ministering angels, angels of warfare, your financial angels out, and they begin to minister and war on behalf to get some money to you. Oh, glory to God. Now, if you sitting there saying something crazy, guess what? You empower the devil, come on, the demons, oh glory to God, to work against you. So guess what? If you sitting there and talk about how broke you are, you ain't got no money, guess what? You just empower them, and they have a right, oh glory to God, to go up to heaven, and they have a right, go up to heaven, but they have a right to stand before God and say, hold up, I got a right. Didn't you hear their words? Come on, didn't you hear the words that were coming out of their mouths? They gave me. You empowering the devil. Let me just make it simple. You give power to the enemy. It ain't like you don't want that. As a matter of fact, sometimes I believe the devil sitting back saying, what the devil got to do? Because I ain't saying that. They said it. You know, they don't. You can't blame it on me. But look around there saying, I got this, I got that. You got it. You got it. You confessing that you got it. Where are the words of faith? If anything, you say, I'm fighting it. I'm fighting this. This is why when my wife was fighting cancer, we didn't tell everybody because everybody's mouth is not so mature. This is why you see earlier, I showed you all the wonderful picture of the woman who went to Jesus and said, my daughter's demon possessed. Come on, she's messed up. She's jacked up. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Why? Why? Because every woman in the Bible can represent what? Of the church. Be symbolic or figurative of the church. And sometimes you need the church to intercede for the church. Sometimes you need the mature church to intercede for the immature church. Come on. The church that ain't quite grown up yet, that's messed up, that's still got demonic problems. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Demonic situations going on in their life. And so you need the mature church, oh, glory to God, that knows how to worship or to get an extended audience with God, that knows how to worship in faith, that Jesus said, I'm going to do it, and it's not even their season, but I'm going to do it because you're interceding for them. Are y'all getting this? Oh, glory to God. Mighty God, mighty God. I was kind of debating with my wife when she was saying, you ought to go ahead and share, but she was right and I was wrong. When I got here and the prophetess started, look at my wife clapping her hand. Yes, amen, yes, yes. When I got here and prophetess was just praying about healing and God was speaking in the house and calling out stuff, oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, hallelujah, never mind. Okay, all right, so your mouth won't let you keep it. Let's stop bringing this stuff on God. Let's stop saying we're waiting on God. We're waiting on His timing. Healing ain't hard. Healing is, can I tell, okay, all right. Let me see. Well, I already talked about the Holy Spirit being on the inside of you and packing. So I want to go there. Number nine, that was supposed to be number eight. Number nine. This is a misconception right here. This is what a lot of people believe. This is the Friday. This is the road that the lady was going down. She felt like she had to be perfect. Come on. People feel like they got to be saved to get healed. Okay. All right. I know I'm messing you up. Don't leave the church. All right. Don't leave. Okay. All right. People believe that they got to be saved to get healed. And so guess what? They won't pray for no unsaved people to be healed. Okay. Don't turn your Facebook page off. Let me ask you this here. Was the people saved that Jesus was praying for? The people in the Old Testament that got healed, was these folks saved? Okay, all right. It's easy. I find out, and I say it all the time, it's easy for me to get people healed that are not saved because they ain't got all these misconceptions. They didn't believe in God. They might not be serving them. But can I tell you something? The Bible says it is the goodness of God that draws men unto repentance. Okay, let me show you what the Bible says. The Bible says that people got healed, and that when they got healed, they came to Jesus and said, I want to follow you. I want to follow you. Because they got healed. Because they, okay, all right. And so what is it? What we see, the spirit of religion has been messing us up. Come on, somebody. The spirit of religion, sometimes we read that Bible at them like, I don't know what people be seeing. You got all these stipulations. You okay, Jesus went places where everybody was getting healed. Was everybody saved? No. But yet these folks were getting healed, and guess what? The crowds kept getting bigger, and the crowds kept getting bigger, and the crowds kept getting bigger. Why? 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 Because guess what? Jesus wasn't trying to get all into everybody's business, figure out what everybody's doing. He realized that it was the goodness of God that caused men, the true men, that caused men to want to repent. Are y'all getting this? Glory to God. And I, glory to God. I'm telling you, I've seen people hunt me down. Years ago, it was, I've seen people hunt me down, come to the shop, come on. Oh, glory to God. I bumped into people that I laid hands on and prayed for and bumped into them later on. They're like, man, I have not had any condition. Hey, okay, let me say one good example. All right, I was on my way to lunch, and this is where we got to be open to hear assignment. I was on my way to lunch, from lunch, coming from Cracker Barrel one day, and I heard the Lord tell me to go to this particular neighborhood over there. Near the Vieira Courthouse. So I went there and I'm like, oh yes, God's going to bless me with one of these big houses back here. Yes, I was happy to drive. You know, God knows how to get you to a place, oh glory to God, you know, and you might get me that place. Well, I pull up there and I pull up to the model home site and I'm walking up there like I'm supposed to be here because I done heard the voice of God. And I get up there and the guy come around the corner, he walking like this. And I knew then, and I said, oh, okay, all right. Well, you used the house to give me here. You got me. You got me. You got me then. I get up in there, and I'm like, what's wrong with you? Just me and him in there. He's like, oh, my knee is messed up. I like to run, and I haven't been able to run lately and stuff. I ain't trying to figure out was he saved. I'm trying to figure out who we did this, and I said, well, you believe God can heal you? And he said, well, yes. And I said, okay, well, sit on down. I put that, you know, so here we are, that model, this nice model furniture. We got the foot all up and stuff, laid hands on him. Oh, glory to God, pronounced healing over him. Short time later, I left. When I left, he was still doing his healing number here. So the next time I go to Cracker Barrel, and I'm on my way to back to work, and the Lord say, go back to that model home. I wasn't even trying to think, okay, we're going to get here. I was like, hey. I get back to the model home, and the guy is talking with people that he's trying to sell a home. And all of a sudden, he see me come in. He forget that he's even dealing with folks who's trying to buy a high-end home. And he says, I've been telling everybody about you. I wish he would have been telling them about Jesus, but it was the healing. Come on. That healing manifested after I left.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you.
See, I'm able to run now. I'm able to do. As a matter of fact, he says, I'm going to buy me a Bible. He was a Roman Catholic. Come on. And even if they, you know, and sometimes these denominations, they don't give them the whole Bible. They encourage them to read it. He had, you know, they give them pamphlets or something. I found this out when I was in the military and I was a chaplain's clerk. But this man said, I'm going to buy me a Bible. He said, I've been telling my relatives up north about what happened. Okay, he's testifying what? About the goodness of God. Why? Because I ain't trying, because I ain't got no religious spirit trying to, trying to see where you are all at. Are you all of this? Do you have a down in here? Do you have a sleeves in here? Oh, glory to God. It is the goodness of God that draws men unto repentance. Last time I checked, a whole lot of us in this good will. The Bible says he has a good will, acceptable will, and what? A perfect will. Oh, glory to God. As far as I know, everybody's in his good will. And there are times when God want to show you some goodness. So even when you don't deserve it, come on. Oh, glory to God. Don't you know that that was one of the wickedest kings in the Bible? And And the Lord sent a prophet to him and said, hey, don't you see this army out here? And God delivered them, a wicked king, one of the wickedest kings it was. God is the type of God you can't figure God out. And if it was me, I would have pushed the button on that joker. I'm just telling you, I would have pushed the button, I would have nuked him, I would have put him in the microwave and turned it on for 2 hours. He was so wicked. Come on. No, no, I'm just joking, I'm just joking. Now, if I wasn't saved, you know, then. He was so wicked, the wicked folks was probably saying, that's a wicked man. But God. But God. This is why we got to be careful even how we judge. Because God will use something good to draw men to repentance. That's why I say, hey, when somebody starts talking about this sickness, it's an opportunity. Stop it, because the problem with a lot of us is that your trust is in the pastor. Okay? And not in the God that's on the inside of you. And so guess what? You don't lay hands on somebody when they start telling you how sick they are. Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to put you on our prayer list. Back out there and pray for that. You ain't even got a prayer list. Don't even know what a prayer list is. And we, you know, you don't even come up to us and say, Pastor, what y'all read a prayer list? That's just your excuse, because guess what? You won't have the confidence of the God that's on the inside of you. And when you lay hands, come on, somebody. I mean, you got to stir some stuff up. You got to activate it. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Some stuff is lying dormant because guess what? You don't use it. And then you say, little old me. You don't think. You look at yourself and you say, well, you don't have confidence in yourself. Well, that's good. Have confidence in God. We don't need your confidence to be in God. I'm going to lay hands on him. I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to lay hands on him, and you just do what you got to do. Come on. Next thing you know, they'll be calling you saying, when you laid hands on me, come on. When you, glory. My God, up inside. I'm almost done. You know, times, and that's because we're dealing with unbelief. We don't know what the scriptures say. We're ignorant of the scripture. And when we're ignorant of the scripture, it keep people from being healed. Okay, let me say that. When we are ignorant of the scripture, it keep people from being healed. Keep people in your neighborhood, on your job, because you hesitate about praying for them because you have allowed the spirit of religion to mess you up. And have you thinking that, you got to be righteous, won't you? No. Lay hands on them. One person in that office get healed, then next thing you know, the whole office will come to Christ. Okay. All right. Almost done. All right. Number 10. Then we're done. I'll stop right here. We're done. Some people believe, let me show you something. I'm going to say some people believe, but let me show you something. There's sometimes that we're not healed because of sin. Okay? Amen. Jesus, how many remember the lame man that was carried aboard by what? 4. Okay? All right? And this is one of the reasons why we repented right up front. We just said, Lord, forgive us. Lord, forgive us. Even me. Lord, forgive us, right? Okay, because guess what? Jesus said to the man, go and sin no more, lest a greater thing will come upon you. In other words, he connected the sickness to the sin. In other words, sometimes we're in a certain type of condition, but we got to be truthful. Come on. So, okay, all right. If a person smoked for 50 years, and next thing you know, the doctor say you got cancer, now you were detrimental to what? Your body. Come on, the Bible says these are what? The temple of the Holy Ghost. Okay, all right. You sit down and you eat 50 pork chops every night. And then you wonder why your blood pressure is up. Okay, all right. So some things, because it don't always have to be something that we're doing evil. Oh, glory to God. You know, real evil or anything like that. But sometimes even our habits were sinning against the temple. Come on, this temple right here.
That's right.
Oh, glory to God. So, you know, and then they say there are some sins. Oh, glory to God. I don't know what he did. I don't know if he was somebody that was feisty and always fighting people, and somebody finally got the best of him and put aside and get whooping on him. I have the slightest idea. But it was connected to something that he was doing. Oh, glory to God. And so this sometimes when we believe in God for healing, we have to go and say, God, is it me? Is it I? Is it something that I did? Something I need to repent of? Or is it an attack? You need to write that down. Sometimes it's not you. Sometimes it's just an attack. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Sometimes we do things, sometimes we have ignorant sin. We don't know. Job said the thing that I feared the most. He was walking in fear. Sometimes we can open the door for the enemy because we're walking in fear. Come on. And we're walking in things and we're ignorant of it. Oh, glory to God. Thank God for his grace. Oh, glory to God. And so there are sometimes we need to back up, because one of the things that this lady was saying, I've done all the things that you're saying. And I said, you've done all the things that I'm saying? It's amazing, because when I hear people say, I've done all I can do. And one person one day telling me, I've done all I can do. I've done all I can do. I say, well, did you turn your plate down and fast? All of a sudden, the tears stopped coming. They were like, oh. Yeah, I said, well, you ain't done all you can do. Sometimes we think we've done all that we can do. Come on, call a real fast. Come on. You know, the Bible says that fasting causes your health to spring forth. Okay? And so we can't be quick to say, I've done all I can do. But I tell you what, we can be quick to say, Lord, oh, glory to God. Because sometimes we need to just do that. Pray, God, what is it? Oh, glory to God. And I can tell you a good example. I remember when I would be rebuking the devil about my hip. I had to get up and warm my hip up and all this stuff. Anybody's ever had a hip problem? Or you pulled your hip or did something? Man. And so I remember, you know, just fighting it, right? And I went to a conference down in Deerfield, Boca. And the Hispanic preacher that was preaching, I think it might have been maybe 400 people in there, 500, I don't know. He called me out and he said, God said, why don't you just simply ask him to heal your hip? What? And so sometimes we go into all of our little, you know, we know we are learning. Come on, we know we got, you know, the power of God on our life, and we want to start fighting and rebuking. Sometimes God just wants you to ask him. And so I'm saying all of this to say that sometimes we just can't figure God out when it comes down to healing. Come on. And so sometimes we need to back up and just ask, God, what is it? Is there anything I need to do? Do I need to repent? Did I open any doors? Oh, glory to God. If I didn't open any doors, is there an attack? And how should I pray? Is there a strategy? Come on. Come on. Talk to God that way. Look at your neighbor and say, stop making healing hard. Stop making it hard, people. The Bible says that healing is what? The children's what? Bread. Okay, how many have bread this morning? Okay, 1, 2, 3. How many have bread this week? Okay, bread is common, right? It's common in this nation, right? Well, Jesus was saying healing should be common. Just like bread is common, healing ought to be common. You should expect it. You should look for God to do it. Oh, glory to God. Do I need to pray for anybody today? I'm glad you kept your hands down. Because guess what? A lot of us in here, you mature enough to take it. To take it out of the atmosphere. To walk out of here in faith saying, I'm healed. I ain't giving it up. Oh, glory. I don't care what I'm feeling. I don't go by a feeling. I go by truth. Come on. I don't know. Come on. It was a fact that my wife was barren. Come on. It was a fact that they showed us x-rays with water on his brains and said that he wasn't going to be right. Come on, somebody. It was a fact, but the truth says that he was healed. Come on. The truth said, oh, glory to God, that my wife's womb was open. Now, what are you going to accept? Are you going to accept the facts? Are you going to accept what? The truth. Big man and your sisters and brothers, when they choose to accept the truth. Some people, you know, the Bible said, call those things that be not as though they were. Some people said, I can't lie. Well, so you're saying that God was lying when God called those things that be not. Some people too deep. Come on. Some of us get faked out by a religious spirit. Okay. Don't even know it's a religious spirit. I'm not going to lie. You're so religious, you can't even do what the word has to say. Come on, stand on your feet and let's worship the Lord. Worship and thank God for your healing. Come on, glory to God. We're going to stand up and worship. Get up, thank you, God, for your healing. Come on, worship. In other words, I received it. I received it. Come on, I received it. It's done. Come on, call it done. Come on. Sometimes, you know, you say, well, if you're hesitant to say something, oh, glory to God. Maybe your faith needs to be stirred up. Come on. When your faith is stirred up, you don't care what you feel it. You call it done. Come on, you say something in the face of the enemy. It's done. I receive it. I don't care what. I'm not going by what I'm feeling. Come on. I'm not going by what's going on even in my head. I denounce that thought. Come on. I rebuke that thought. I am healed. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking. Some of you all, you need to say, I'm whole. Oh, glory to God, I'm whole in my body. Come on, because you need more than one thing done. And you need to learn to pronounce wholeness over yourself. Wholeness over your body. I'm whole. Nothing missing. Nothing lacking.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed our broadcast, and I hope you enjoy our daily broadcast. And if it has been a blessing to you, we would like to give you an opportunity to sow into the ministry. Now, you could use our church telephone number, which is connected to the church Zelle account. The telephone number is 321-358-7455. Also, if you want to send your love offering, love gift through Zelle using our email account, it is vipministries@att.net. Again, those are for Zelle, but if you would like to Cash App, you can Cash App us at $Victory with an I. In other words, $VICTORI57. We sure hope you enjoyed the broadcast. You could use also that telephone number to tell us if the broadcast has been a blessing to you, or the email address. We'd love to hear from you. God bless you. Our address is 250 North Babcock in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our Sunday morning services start at 11 a.m. All right, God bless you.
Welcome to Bible Q&A with John MacArthur. He's Bible teacher and author of the MacArthur New Testament Commentary Series. John, there's a lot of talk these days about communism and socialism. Some Christians even say the Bible actually teaches communism, or at least communism for the church. And they go to Acts 2, 44 and 45, where it says, quote, "And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need." Now, what should we gather from that passage as it relates to the church?
Well, we certainly wouldn't gather communism from that. Communism would be where everybody took everything they had, threw it in a huge pile, and it was all divided out equally to all the people. That is not what that says. It says those who believed were together, and they held all things in common, and they began selling their property and possessions and sharing with them all as anyone might have need. What it means is this: somebody had a need, somebody else sold what they had, took the money to meet the need. It was individual. It was personal. It was incidental. It was not collectivism. It was not reallocation and reassessment of wealth. It was not equal distribution.